more Idaho Matters right now. So beginning on October 1st, we will all need a STAR card or a current U.S. passport or military identification or some other form of federally accepted ID to board a commercial airline flight or access a federal building. And if you're still confused or hesitant about Idaho's real ID, well, we've got the experts joining us today to help us figure things out. Jillian Griggs and Elisa McClellan are with the Idaho Transportation Department, and they're joining us live. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So can we start with just what a STAR card is and, the importance of having one?
Certainly. STAR card is a real ID compliant card that will allow citizens to access airline flights and military and some federal installations.
And in simple form, it's your driver's license in a more secure form with that STAR added right onto the upper right corner.
Okay, so Jillian, I know that we use these terms, STAR card, Idaho Real ID. Are they the same thing?
Yes, they are the same thing. This is a federal requirement. The Department of Homeland Security is enforcing this October 1st, 2021, and it's a real ID. So they're using that term for U.S. passports, military IDs, and in most states, we're using the term STAR card because it is your driver's license with that STAR in the upper right corner.
And Lisa, my understanding is that Idaho did opt out of the federal part of this, and this is why we need to take this extra step.
Actually, Idaho is now compliant with the Real ID Act. We have been for a few years. So it was just delayed in implementation in Idaho, but we're fully in compliance.
Okay. So I'm curious, Jillian, what are the most common questions or concerns you're getting about this STAR card?
Yes. Well, we hear from many people that when they go to their county driver's license office to get the STAR card, sometimes they get turned away because they don't have the right documents with them. So it's important to note that the STAR card is something you have to do in person. You can't do this online because you need to bring in additional documents in real valid form. They can't be expired. They can't be photocopies. They have to be original documents. And what you need is one proof of identity. So that could be a birth certificate. It could be a passport if you already have one. And then you also need a form that verifies your social security number. So it could be your actual social security card if you have it, or it could be a W-2 form that has that full number on it. And then you need two proofs of residency, your physical address, not a P.O. box. So that could be a utility statement, a mortgage or a bank statement, something like that. But one thing also to realize is that your current full name needs to match on these documents because Real ID Act, it wants to prove you are who you say you are. So if your name does not match, for example, if you're bringing your birth certificate in as your proof of a proof of identity, mm-hmm. but then you're a woman and you got married and you changed your last name, you'll need an additional document to prove that you changed your name. So you'll need to get your marriage license. So the best thing to do that we encourage everyone to do is to use the Add the STAR tool on our website. It's a great tool and it walks you through your own personal situation to learn what documents you need to bring to the county office so you don't get turned away. And you can find that at dmv.idaho.gov and then click STAR card right on our front page and you'll get straight to it. And that's the best way so you're not turned away. We don't want anyone to go and wait or make an appointment. Now a lot of our offices are making appointments with COVID protocols. So you don't want to take time off work and then go and get turned away.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, before this interview today, before the show started, I actually got on your website and I went through the STAR card process to A, see how quick it was, but to also see the documentation. And I think it is surprising how much documentation that you need to have with you to get this STAR card.
Did you use the tool where it prints out a nice, like an inventory list of the documents that you checked? It makes it very easy and convenient to make sure that you have your documents put together prior to your visit to the county DMV. And one thing to note, because October 1st is coming around pretty quick, is that if you are going to get your STAR card, that some of the counties have some wait times for getting an appointment. And you also might need to get your original documentation or certified copy from the issuing agency. For example, you might need to go to your vital statistics agency to get your birth certificate. So the advice would be not to wait and to print off that inventory list of the items that you've checked. Make sure you've got all of the documents before you head into the DMV.
And a place like Ada County, as both of you mentioned, you can make an appointment. So my question is, in making the appointment, when you click on what you need, there, what I noticed was there is not a button that says STAR card. There is something that says ID card. Is that where you make the appointment? Is when you're online trying to do that? Because that can be a bit confusing, frankly.
It probably could be, yes. I think it depends upon your situation. If you're brand new coming into the state, you need to go into the office. You could click on a driver's license or the ID. If they have a link for the renewal process, so you already have a driver's license and you don't have the STAR card, you can still click on the renewal for a driver license. And when you go into the office, have your documents with you. And there's no extra charge to upgrade to a STAR card.
And before I let you go, so Jillian, as Lisa said, no extra charge to upgrade to this. Do you automatically have to renew your driver's license when you do the STAR card?
No, but in Idaho, you can actually renew, you can renew your driver's license 2 years ahead of when it expires. So that's why we're encouraging people, look at your ID. You can go in early, you can go 2 years early before that expires if you want to get this done now. But if you can also pay for a duplicate license if you're not within that renewal timeline, and it's only $15 for a duplicate license.
So again, October 1st is the deadline to do this. A lot of folks have been getting this done, but that deadline was pushed out a year due to COVID. So any other information, Jillian, that folks need to know? I mean, the documentation is really critical.
We really just want people to plan ahead. We've been working with the governor's office closely to get the word out to all Idahoans. We know this is not a mandatory situation. So it is a choice that Idahoans can make, but we want everyone to be aware of the situation and know that if you don't have your STAR card or you don't have another form of real ID, when you go to the airport after October 1st or a federal building, you're going to get turned away because you don't have that. And we don't want anyone to get caught off guard and not know what's going on this fall.
100%. Thank you both so much for coming in and talking about this. Appreciate it. We've been talking with Jillian Garrigues and Lisa McClellan with the Idaho Transportation Department about the STAR card. More Idaho Matters next.